Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Trey, meet Conan and Sona.
Hi there.
Hey, Trey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. You sound like kind of a cool DJ. You've got a good, he's got a good voice, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, thank you. I do a little bit of voiceover here and there.
Yeah, you also have kind of a swagger to your voice, like, hey,
ooh,
which I like.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I've heard it a few times before.
Yeah. Well, I envy anyone that you call to order a pizza. Must be nice. Can I hear
hey,
you ordering?
I used to deliver pizzas.
Can I hear you ordering a pizza right now? Pretend I just picked up. I'm at Domino's. Hello.
Hi there. I'd like to order
yes.
a medium pepperoni.
Nicely done. Nicely
Thank
done.
You.
That pizza will be free, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it.
Slightly pervy, which we'll get into that later. But Trey, where are you calling from? Where are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
Okay, you're probably not too far from us.
Yeah, like North Culver City, probably.
Very nice. Yeah. Oh, that's a cat. Okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, it's so funny, I thought a ninja was creeping up on you because I just saw this sort of dark figure undulating in the background on the floor,
yeah.
and it looked like kind of shoulders, and then suddenly it leapt up, and I saw it was a cat.
Instead of an animal, you just thought it was a ninja?
9 times out of 10, it is a ninja.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, I refer to her as a demon, so that makes sense. You know, she's
okay.
just a shadow.
Trey, you live in Los Angeles, probably not too far from us, and you seem
yeah.
like a nice fellow. You've got fantastic pipes on you. Tell me what you do for a living.
So I studied acting and film studies in school for a few years, and then I moved out to Los Angeles, and more so I've been working as a game master at an escape room.
Oh, wait a
yeah.
minute. So do you invent the games in the escape room? Is that what you do? Are you the one that writes out the stories and figure out what the theme is and all that?
Not necessarily. I've worked at a couple different escape rooms. I worked at one place for a year, and the current place I work at, I more so am just a game master. So I deliver the rules, I get the people in the room, and then I'm kind of the voice on the intercom, the person helping them, the person
Very
keeping
good.
The story maintained.
That's cool.
Okay, tell me, what are the themes of the games in this game room that you work?
The one I work at, there's one called Secrets of the Pharaoh, which is like going back in time to ancient Egypt, and there's actual sand inside of the room. There's another one called Murder in London, where you're going back to 1899 solving a like Jack the Ripper style murder.
Ooh.
And then
Ooh.
Very
cool.
One, yeah,
very
yeah.
Cool.
And then there's one called The Demented Doctor, which is just, you know, crazy doctor goes on killing spree.
Oh, I thought it was just an escape room where you're filling out forms.
No.
And your insurance keeps getting denied. You're like, no, I have to fill all of this out. I filled this out.
Horror.
No, we need to fill it out again.
Yeah.
I think that sounds fascinating. I
yeah,
live
yeah.
in an escape room. Did you know that? It's called
oh, really?
A marriage.
Oh.
Hello.
Ooh.
Ding 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 ding. Listen.
Nope. Everyone loves your wife.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, she's terrific.
Yeah.
But I must escape. Listen, that was a very funny joke in 1952.
Were you born then?
Oh, no. Long before I was born.
It's 2024.
Trey, stop. Would you just stop muttering? You're trying not to mutter here.
No, I don't know why I am. I've done
escape rooms. I did uh-huh. them with my kids when they were younger, and they loved them. And then I did one with Jordan Schlansky, who's someone who I shoot remotes with.
Yeah.
And we shot an escape room remote that was kind of a private eye. And I got very frustrated very quickly. I hate reading through papers and trying to figure out what's relevant, what's not. I just
yeah.
kept wanting clues. Do most people want clues or do most people not want clues?
You know, it's kind of complicated. Like, I'm a lot better at running escape rooms than I am at playing them. And when they have you start, you have to try all the rooms. But if you don't have friends available to try the rooms with you, you just have to do the rooms by yourself, and it's impossible. So, you know, I had to learn the hard way. And then later, running other people's rooms, you notice that there's different dynamics. Like men are more prideful and they don't want to ask for hints, especially on like a first date. You know, the dude is like, this is going to be fun. And then they end up ruining the relationship before it could ever start.
So can you watch all of this unfold? Are there cameras?
Yeah. It's interesting, you know, like at an old
What's some of the weirdest stuff you've seen happen in an escape room?
Yep, exactly. This guy and his wife were a bit liquored up, I guess. And he was like, I hope you guys aren't watching the whole time because my wife is all over me. And we're watching the whole time.
Did they do anything?
They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything.
Oh, okay. Did they escape? That's what you're wondering?
Yeah, I don't. Something tells me they didn't escape.
Yeah.
Something tells me they spent very little time. Yeah. Hey, look what's in this typewriter. Hey, I'm trying to fuck you. Well, I know. We'll get to that. But it says here, look out for Algernon. Who do you think Algernon is?
In due time.
We'll get there.
Why are they talking like that? Why are they
Because
in
they're
the
in
20s?
Like a. It's like a 1920s escape room. It's like a detective story.
They're getting full character.
They're in character. Hey, you, take your pants off. Let's do the nasty. Hold on, we'll get to that. Married one.
Married one.
This file here says Algernon's missing. So there is something about Algernon. It says the key is in the onion. Is that sex talk?
Oh, my God.
So, okay. Well, that sounds like a really, I mean, I think it sounds like fun. It sounds like you'd and also you are getting to use some of your performance chops. You know, I think sometimes you seem like a young person. I think sometimes when you're in the business, it's kind of good to be sort of show business adjacent. If you're not in show business yet or you're not acting yet, these things can actually be kind of helpful. You know, you pay the rent and you also get to take part in fiction and play a role, which I think is fun.
Exactly. And I also, you know, I also have a small production company and we make like short films and
cool
and commercials and podcasts and stuff like that. We just raised $6,000 to make a short film that
Good
we're going to be shooting in May. And we also play D&D every week. So, you know, I'm always trying
Who's
to
we?
Use
who,
my
who
creativity.
Plays, who, when you say we, who is we?
Yeah, so I have like a team of three other guys, and then me. It's my production company, Smoking Bandit Productions. And
nice plug. You also, worked it in. I like it.
Thank you. They're also my close friends that I've known.
Who are they? Let's hear their names.
Seamus Curley, Anzin Kennedy, and Kyle Gill.
That is one kooky law firm. I love it.
I know.
These
exactly.
are not real people.
And you guys play. You guys played. Dungeons and Dragons, or is
absolutely
David Hopping likes to refer to it D&D.
A
lot of people do.
Well, please, it seems to be your own nickname for it. Oh. So you guys play D&D, and what's your role when you play Dungeons and Dragons? Which role do you take on?
The role that I take on, my character is a 3-foot-tall frog humanoid named...
What's a frog?
No, he's a grung, so he's like a frog.
Oh, I'm person. Sorry. I should have seen that coming, of course.
Yeah.
He's a throg. He's a grung who's a throg, right?
Who's a frog. Like
he's a frog,
frog.
Not oh, a yeah. throg.
I thought he was a throg, but his name is Grung. It's a frog whose name is Grung.
You misheard it. He's a frog humanoid.
He's
a frog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's totally on me.
The species
yeah.
is
you
called
said,
a Grung.
You said throg.
Of course.
And
yes.
The character's name is Skrillonius Stump.
Yeah. Yes. See, this is what I was driving at, and I think I was right.
Oh.
He's a frog humanoid.
Humanoid. Oh my
humanoid.
God!
One from Massachusetts. He's a humanoid.
No, we need to call the hospital.
And he's a throng, yes. And
he's a grung, yeah. And his name is Skrillonius Stump.
Yes, Skrillonius Jub Jub. And
you're getting
nothing's,
everything wrong.
Nothing's been right.
But he lives.
You're getting every part of
no,
it.
No, no. Let's
incorrect.
Just get it right. He's
okay.
a frog.
Yes.
He's half human. His name is Bling.
Oh, you were so close.
He's a grog, and he lives in Trub Jub. His name's Felonius Stumpleton.
Yeah,
I've been following everything, and you know what? This is—it's really good that I'm taking notes. I wrote everything down.
Your page is blank.
Your name is Bloop.
Yep.
And your roommates are Shard, Geig, and Sebdor. And you have a production company called Dibbly Dibbly Doo. You just made a 90-minute film called Guam Guam Habitadee.
Oh, no.
That's an obscure one.
He's agreeing
one.
With
I didn't
everything.
Think he'd pick that one up.
His yes and skills are incredible.
I gotta update my resume.
I want to hang with you guys. I think, first of all, I like the idea of hanging with your crew. I think.
Yeah. I think you'd fit in with my crew.
You think there's I would?
It's three Irishmen and me, so.
And what is your nationality, so to speak?
I'm like Italian-Slovenian.
Oh, cool. It's always good to be a mix. I think a mix is
right?
good. Yeah, pure Irish is just madness. There's nothing good there.
Yeah, nothing good there.
Wait, you would want him to play D&D with you and your friends after what you just heard him do?
Well, I don't know about D&D. Let's not get
not D&D, but to hang out.
Oh, to hang out.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
we all put
okay.
on our leather jackets and we walk around. And if got and if and then you know whatever. If no one makes way for us on the sidewalk, we shove him around a little bit.
He said yes. So don't keep going.
Well, this guy, listen to him. He'd be like, "Hey, get out of our way.
Scooch on over."
That's what tough guys say, Trey. Scooch on over. Hey, scooch on over. Or I'll sick my frog humanoid on you. Habba-da-dabba-da-day. A notorious gang of three guys and Conan O'Brien have been seen wandering around. Look out for them. They're wearing matching leather jackets, and they're warning people to scooch on over.
They're very polite.
They're very polite. When threatened, they'll run away and claim they'll be back with their frog humanoid friend. Man, this is isn't Trey a lot of fun?
He is. This is fun. I liked him since I saw the Step Brothers poster on your
the
wall.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got it all. The whole wall is covered. You just can't see it all.
Man. Yep. You sure got it all. Wait, that's a different cat behind you now.
Oh, yeah. That's the other one.
And it's attacking the poster for her.
She hates the Step Brothers poster. She takes it down at least once a day. The rest, she leaves up.
Okay.
Hands just came. Someone just stole your cat, and you don't even care.
That was Seamus.
Yeah. Oh, Seamus. My God, Seamus does exist. I was certain that Seamus was...
You thought he made him up?
Well, when someone asks me who was with you, I always go, Seamus Curley.
Yep.
It's my go-to fake name.
Yep. Huh. It's my go-to fake name, too. It's actually my lover.
Yeah. Well, who's going to co-sign this loan? Seamus Heaney. Or Seamus... What is it? Seamus Curley? Seamus Heaney's a famous Irish poet.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of gin at breakfast. Hey, Trey, I like you. I like the cut of your jib. You're a very funny guy, and I think good things are in store for you. I really do.
Oh, thank you, man.
I don't know if you have do you have a question for me, possibly? That's okay, David. I'll do it if you don't want
to. Yeah, I was going to jump in.
That's okay,
Hey, Trey, do you have a question for Conan?
There you go.
Hey,
nice
glad you
job,
did it.
Thanks, David.
Nice
job.
Thanks.
Well, you know, I've been noticing you pop up in more like acting roles, like in the Weird Al Yankovic movie and in the Please Don't Destroy movie. I was wondering, do you have any interest in like pursuing more acting and characters and stuff in film?
I'm not interested in pursuing it because I kind of love what I do. But when the Please Don't Destroy guys contacted me, I'm a huge fan of theirs and I was flattered. And then when I saw that the role was just yelling at them, I said, oh, this is fantastic, because that's my favorite thing to do. So that was a yes. And, of course, when Weird Al calls, you just say yes because it's Weird Al. And when things like that come along and it feels like the right fit, I'm happy to do it. But it's not something where I've said, get the word out there, you know. And I think there are plenty of really good actors out there that I don't think that my efforts are necessarily required. So if the right thing comes along, I'll do it.
But, you're always a delightful presence when you come across my screen. I'm always happy to see you pop up and things. And
so nice, Trey.
Personally,
thank you.
There's always a role in anything I do for you. So thank you
seriously
for all the inspiration.
A little cameo or something.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I have a role in mind for you currently.
How much time commitment are we talking about? I could give you like 11 minutes.
Oh, boy.
And no
probably
makeup.
That much. That much max.
You know that. What? I'm actually not kidding. We'll get your information. And if there's something I could do quickly to show up in one of your movies, I would do it just for the sheer what the fuckery of it all. You know?
Awesome.
And also, you
yeah,
seem like a nice guy.
That.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, we haven't talked price yet.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No. That's when
$800,000 a minute.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm going to have to get a loan, but I think we can make this work.
Don't worry. I know who's going to co-sign it. I know your co-signer.
Yeah,
he's going to be Seamus Curley. No. Please. It'll be my pleasure to do it for nothing.
Oh, awesome.
And you have that on an audio record of that.
Oh, perfect. Oh, I can use it in court.
Oh, we're going to end up in court.
Trust me. Yeah.
You're going to edit it out of the episode.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I'll do this thing for you, and I'll be so bad. It'll be an 11-minute film, and you've got Conan O'Brien, and you will cut me out of it.
Oh, no.
Like, it just didn't work in the final
it didn't,
edit.
Yeah, no one bought you as a comic, as an aging comic. What? Hey, Trey, really nice talking to you. You're a cool person, and maybe we'll be working together. That's great.
I would love nothing more.
All right, my best to your roommates, even though they're clearly make-believe. And maybe I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye now, guys. Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you, too.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Ovsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.